like that it's written, Yare Boshet. Yare Boshet, it's the words of, it's two words that are written in the word of Bereshit. Yare Boshet, that the person he is afraid of Hashem Yitbarach, is afraid to sin, and he is embarrassed to sin. He is shy. He's got Kedusha, he's shy. Nimtza, Rav Shalom said on himself that he's so shy that even when he was Chiloni, when he was coming to the house of his sister, and he was starving from hunger, he was so hungry and he was thirsty, and she would ask him if he's thirsty, if he wants to eat, he wouldn't say yes. He would say, no, I ate, I drank, and he wouldn't eat and drink in nowhere. Because he's so shy. He said, it was my sister that you can ask for her and she's going to be so happy to give me. He said, I couldn't. Shown about Kedusha. If a person is bold and he can ask and he... It's written, Sone matanot ichye. When you're saying Sone matanot ichye, a person that hates gifts, so he's going to leave, what it means? That now if someone came to your house and gave you a present, you should not accept it, chas shalom. You're going to insult that person. Kol ha-malbin pnei chavero barabim, how are you going to live if you're insulting a person? So sone matanot ichye, it means that a person, he should hate to receive things for free with no effort. If you want just to progress and to achieve things with no effort from your side, so you cannot live with those things. Only if yagata umatzata ta'amin, only if you put an effort and then you found it, now you should believe in it. Now you should be happy with it. It means that you can live. A person can stand in front of the well where all of the water are in, and he's going to be too arrogant to bend himself to take water from the well. He wants the water of the well to come to his hands, to come to his mouth. The Baal Shem Tov is saying that the Gaava, arrogant, it's something so strong that it's very hard for us to recognize that we have it even. Baal Shem Tov is saying that a person was riding a wagon, and the driver was leading the horses and the rider. And the passenger, they were driving, running on the flat, and he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, the Baal Agala, he took the wagon on a mountain, and they went back to a flat in a different place, higher than the other flat that they were running over there before. And then he woke up, and he found himself in the flat again. So he is assuming to himself that he's in the same flat because he's in the flat. But actually, he's not in the same place at all. And this is arrogant. Arrogant is a result of lack of faith. And you can check yourself when you're arrogant, and you can find yourself as a very humble person, and actually you're very arrogant. And you cannot recognize you're arrogant, your chutzpah, that you're rude, mamash. That you can hurt Hashem, that you can hurt your rabbi, that you can hurt the name of Hashem Yitbarach, that you can insult people, that you can hurt people's feelings. You cannot recognize that. You're checking yourself, you're doing tshuva, you're checking yourself, it's all well done. Everything is wonderful. On that we need to have siyata dishmaya, that Borei Olam is going to see that you're working so hard that you are worthy, that he's going to share with you your lackings, that he's going to tell you who you really are. This is why we're saying that when a person is receiving rebukes from his wife, he should say, thank you, Borei Olam, that she really doesn't know who I am. Even though that she's saying bad things at me right now, Chas Shalom, she doesn't know really how bad I am. And the person, when he's coming to the field to do tshuva, needs to have that will to do tshuva. have to come. There is two people that are going to the field daily. One of them is progress and climbing and is achieving amazing levels in Avodat Hashem. And the other one that can do even more hours in the field is not going anywhere with Shahid Bodedut every day. It all depends in the point of truth, in the will of the person when he's doing tshuva. You can do tshuva and you don't really want the rebuke. You don't really want to change. You're going to Hashem Yitbarach and you're saying, Borei Olam, you know what? I'm even ready to do tshuva, just leave me alone. It's a very common position for Baalei Tshuva to go to. This is called Tshuva Mir'a. You're coming to Hashem Yitbarach and you're saying, Borei Olam, look, I know you're punishing me here. Take 1 hour of thanks and leave me alone, please. Let my wife stop bothering me, that she won't rebuke anymore. Please bring me my parnasah back. All right, thank you, Hashem. Thank you on everything. Thank you on my troubles, on my tzarot. Just leave me alone, please, Borei Olam. Move your hands out of me, please. Leave me alone. Don't want to suffer anymore. It's not a good position. It's not the right way to serve Hashem. If Hashem Yitbarach is making you suffer, if Hashem Yitbarach puts you in a situation that you're suffering, why you want to go out of it? Why you want to split? The Baal HaSulam is saying what it means that a person live an eternal life. It means that he is more than ready to accept every moment of his life and to live that moment forever. Even the worst moment that you have in your life, you need to stand in the level that you accept it and you're more than happy to live that moment forever. How can you do that? If you're suffering, how will you gonna accept it? It's gonna be a lie. Alright, I'm accepting. It's not it. You have to accept it with love. So how are you going to accept it with love, the worst moment of your life? Only if you have the ability to recognize the good that Hashem Yitbarach is doing for you, to you, in every situation and situation. Only if you're working very, very hard on finding the good, finding Hashem Yitbarach in the situations. Not imagining to yourself, it's my wife, it's the bank, it's my obligations, it's my Yetzer Hara, Shtuyot. All kfirot, all lies. All lies, all kfirot. En od milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem. And who is Hashem? Hashem is the best. Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good to everything, for everything, in every situation. Hashem is all good. And there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. And we don't need to think about nothing. We just need to think how to believe in Hashem Yitbarach now. There is no future, there is no past, there is only now, only present. And in the present we need to be with Hashem. And this is it. So we just need to attach ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach in every moment. I remember myself, once I went to a dentist, or Ofer Shinaim. And he told me I had two holes in two sides of the mouth. And he told me I can give you the anesthesia only in one side. Because I don't want you to be... It's dangerous to take the two amounts of anesthesia. So I told him, okay, but is there a way to do the treatment that he pulled without anesthesia? So he told me, yes, we can try. If it's going to be too hard for you, we're going to stop. But you can do it. And I closed my eyes. And I focused in Hashem. And I dive into Hashem Yitbarach in my thoughts that I want to finish that treatment in that day. And actually, he done all of that treatment with no anesthesia in both sides. And it wasn't hard enough. It wasn't hard. It wasn't pain. It was picking. It was hard. It wasn't nice. But I could accept it. And after it I thought, how can it be that you're capable of doing something that in the beginning for sure you won't take it, but in the end you're capable, you can have it. Why? I'm going to give you another example. One time I went to do it bodedut in a field, and I was walking and walking and walking, and I found myself that I was wrong in the path that I chose. And I found myself in Besdekotzim, in Thorns field. And to go back, it was very hard. It was very long. And to take that shortcut that I thought that it's going to be a shortcut, it was short, but it was cutting also. So I didn't know what to do. And then I thought to myself that this is the kind of thing what to do that Borei Olam wants me to have now. And what I need to suffer because of that. If this is what that Hashem wants me to do, so I'm going to accept it. And I went through all of those thorns. And I finished my Bodedut. And also in the dentist. I was concentrating in the goal that I had. And I was ready to pay what that you need to pay for that. And you can do that. So actually in the life it's exactly the same. If you need to go through something in your life, if you have, Shalom Aleichem, if you have a reason to go through what that you're going through, you can find the powers, the ability to go through the difficulties of that thing. But if you see no purpose, if you have no reason to suffer, if it's your wife that she is bothering you again and again and you see no hope from that wife, if it's your kids and you say every year that they're growing they become to be worse, so what's going to be in the next year? You see no hope. So you have no hope. So you cannot find the powers to break through all of the difficulties. But if you're observing on the Tachlit, that it's all Hashem, that this is what the Hashem wants for me, and for me it's my Tikkun. Tikkun, it means that it's fixing me. I'm going to be fixed after that. Rav Shalom once he said that he is Gilgul of one of the worst Machti'i Arabim of all of the generations. That he is a Gilgul of one of the worst Machti'i Arabim that were exist in all of the generations. And he said that that the reason that they let him do the Hafatzah and to spread and to give all of that, those books, millions of books and CDs, it's only to fix, to be a Tikkun for his sin that he was Machti'i Arabim so much. And for me, it was very hard to hear that. And I came to him and I asked him, Rav, even if it's true, for sure that I cannot accept it, that it's true, even though that he said it, and it's not hard, because it's his humility, and he can work with his humility. He can take himself wherever he wants to with his humility. But me, as his student, I have to honor him. I know exactly where he's holding in a certain way. So, I asked him, Rav, if it's true, Chas v'Shalom, and after 120 years, you're going to come to the world to come, and you're going to find yourself that you just pay back your debts, and this is it. You have zero in your bank account. You don't have no gain to the world to come. You just paid on your sins from the last Gilgul. You're going to be happy? So he said, if really I'm going to know that I fixed the things that I done, I'm going to be very happy. And this is something that for us it's very hard to understand, because we are looking for the success. We want to be a chidush, we want to be tzaddikim, we want to be a real bad tshuva, that everyone, you're chasing after honor even in the world to come. You want to have honor from the tzaddikim in the world to come, you want to have honor from your family in the world to come, you want to have honor on the fact that you've done a complete tshuva. You're not looking for fixing your avonot, the damage that you created. A real bad tshuva is humble, because he realized, I sinned in front of Borei Olam. And it's not allowed. And you cannot do something like that. And I don't want to hurt Borei Olam. I love my Borei Olam. I love him. I love the Torah. I insulted the Torah. I insulted the Tzaddikim. I insulted Borei Olam. I insulted my father and my mother by being who that I am. I insulted my old forefathers and that they were righteous also. And I'm insulting them with the fact that I'm a sinner. And I want to honor them. I love them. I want to respect them. I want to give. I don't want to receive. Only when a person is coming to that place that he doesn't care what's going to be the gain for him in the world to come. Only a person that wants to give all of the time. And Rav Shalom is saying it, and it's a chidush that I never heard before. We need to give to Hashem. We're coming to give to Hashem. Latet Lashem. We want to give to Hashem. We're mashpi'im. We want to lashpia. We want to help. We want to support. We want to influence. We want to help others. Not because we want the gain that is waiting after that. Who cares about the gain? You have Bora Olam. Bora Olam is generous. He's going to give everyone what Bora Olam wants to give with his generous heart, for sure. He wants to give everyone the world to come like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not It's not part of my job to think what I'm gonna pay myself in the world to come. I need to think about my reward in the world to come. It's not part of my job. Bolam sent me to this world to serve him, to make him happy, to help his kids, to help Am Israel, to do tshuva on my avonot. And this is my goal, and this is my will, and on that I'm running. To achieve that, to do that. And I don't care what's going to be the result, what's going to be the gain, if they're going to be a gain or not. When they told the Baal Shem Tov, you won't have a share to the world to come, he was happy. He said, from now on, I'm going to be able to serve Hashem Yitbarach Leshem Shamayim, with no gain at all, with no gain at all. Rabbi Nachman de Breslev is saying, until that the person is accepting the fact that he will not have a share in the world to come, he cannot serve Hashem Yitbarach. You cannot. It means that you're still arrogant, that you're still looking to your own satisfactions. You're selfish. You're selfish. You're looking for your own satisfactions. Even to be called a tzaddik. Even to fix yourself. To do tshuva shlema. If you're thinking about yourself, that you want to be clean, that you're selfish. We're selfish. And we need to have a huge siyata dishmaya, help from heaven, to realize how selfish we are. How much we're far from that tachlit. To cancel ourselves totally to Hashem Yitbarach. To have that Siyata Dishmaya, you have to be attached to the real Tzaddik, that he is the Siyata Dishmaya of the generation. The real Tzaddik is a person that thrown himself into the mud, into the filth, into the fire. One of the Tzaddikim asked a question, why are we praising Avraham Avinu that he threw himself into the fire in Ur Kasdim? There was a lot of Jews that thrown themselves to the fire. What is so special in Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, he stand in that test, thrown himself into the fire. So what? Rabbeinu is saying in Likutei Moharan that every Jew, if you're going to push him to the corner, to tell him to make hishtamdu, to do shmad, every Jew he's got a point that he's going to do mesirut nefesh, he's going to be ready to die on Kiddush Hashem. Everyone, he's got that point of Kiddush Hashem. He's more than ready. In a certain point that you're going to push him to that point, he's going to die in Kiddush Hashem. He doesn't care. Every Jew. So why are we praising? So the Chozem Lublin, Blineder, I think, that the Chozem Lublin, he answered that. Blineder. And he said that actually, the praise on Avraham Avinu wasn't on the fact that he thrown himself into the fire. So what was the praise? That Avraham Avinu, he knew that he had a way to bow 1 second and to be saved from the fire. And he wasn't afraid to die and he didn't care about that at all. Just what? The thing was that Avraham Avinu, he had a purpose. To bring all of the world to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. And he knew that if now he's going to die, who's going to replace him? Who's going to bring the world to do tshuva? Who's going to make all of the gerim? Who's going to bring Yitzchak Avinu? Who's going to do all of those wonderful things if he's going to die now? So maybe it's better for him now to bow for 1 second. And he can have a different intentions in his thoughts that he's not bowing. He can do that. You can bow without bowing. You can show yourself like that you're bowing and not to bow. He could do that. With the intention of helping all of those thousands of people that he plans to help. And if you're going to die now in the fire, who's going to help them? So the praise on Avraham Avinu was that he decided that he's going to hold with the faith in Hashem Yitbarach, that if Borei Olam wants to save them, Borei Olam's got the ways to save them. And it's not my obligation. My obligation is to serve Hashem. So it means that even for the best tachlit of them all, to make Baalei Tshuva, to save people's lives, you're not allowed to break the rules of faith. Not allowed to break the rules of faith in Borei Olam. And we rather to throw ourselves into the fire, into the difficulties, into the shames, into the insultings, into the disgrace, into all of the difficulties that exist. Because we're accepting on ourselves that Hashem, He is the creator of the world. So if now someone is insulting you, or if your Yetzer Hara is insulting you, or something in your life is not going like you believe that it needs to be, or like you want it to be, you need to accept it with love. To go down with love. Hashem wants you to go down, go down. If Hashem wants you to go down, why won't you go down? Hashem wants you to go down. Rabbeinu was thrown himself into filth and mud in Erev Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, on the way to the Tashlich. He thrown himself into the mud. All of his white kittel was dirty from mud. After it, in the Torah that he said in Rosh Hashanah, he said that sometimes to honor Hashem Yitbarach, you need to throw yourself to the mud, to the filth. To honor Hashem Yitbarach. Nothing can happen to the tzaddik. Nothing can happen to you also. En adam nogea b'ma sheshayach l'chavero. A person cannot touch what that is yours. If someone took something that is yours, it's Hashem Yitbarach's decision. It wasn't yours. The things that are yours, no one can touch them. If someone gave you a rebuke, a bizayon, a disgrace, it's not that person at all. It's Borei Olam talking to you through that person. And if you're ignoring that person, or if you're answering that person, or if you're fighting with your Yetzer Hara and you're not accepting the fact that it's Borei Olam, so you are makhish, you are, it's a kfira, you're saying that Borei Olam is not exist in that moment. You're saying that Borei Olam is not in that situation. It's the shrink, it's the bank, it's the officer, it's the clerk in the bank, it's the wife, it's... You're erasing the name of Hashem Yitbarach from that part of the world, from the creation of Borei Olam. We're not allowed to do that. We are the one that needs to say to the nations, it's Hashem Yitbarach. As Yomru Bagoyim, then the Goyim gonna say, Higdil Hashem la'asot im ele, Higdil Hashem la'asot imanu. They need to say that all of the things that happen to us, they're going to say, what is the meaning of that verse? That actually, the Goyim going to say that Am Yisrael, they don't know how much Yetzirah the Goyim have against Am Yisrael. Only the Goyim themselves, they know how many horrible plans they have against Am Yisrael. And they're going to say to Am Yisrael, we're telling you that you're very lucky. You don't know that you're very lucky. We're telling you that you're very lucky. We're telling it to you because we know exactly what we planned for you. This is why we can tell you that you're very lucky. So actually, the fact is that you cannot... Every time that we're saying that something is not part of Hashem Yitbarach, it's a lie. It's a lie. If now you're going to say that it's not, there is no table in this place, it's not exist, you're going to change reality. You're not going to change reality. Borei Olam is exist. So if now you're saying that Borei Olam is not exist, that no, but it's my wife, no, but it's economic situations, it's the health situations, it's him, he's bad midot. You're not changing the reality, just you're lying. Just you're saying something that it's not true. Something that it's not true. It's our job, this is our obligation. to go back to the roots of faith, of Kedusha, of Am Yisrael. It's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, when we're saying, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, bless us all, Father, to be like one. Who is that one? What is that one? Echad Haya Avraham. One it was Avraham. Avraham Avinu, that he brought the faith to the world. And he didn't have nothing. He was 3 years old when he recognized that Hashem exists, and this is it. And he closed his eyes. And he wasn't looking nowhere. He was just walking with Hashem Yitbarach, walking with Hashem Yitbarach. How they call the Chose Milublin, the Chose Milublin, the one that can see to the distance, the Chose, how you say Chose?
Seer.
Why? Because for 7 years, he wasn't opening his eyes. 7 years he had a fabric on his eyes. They were closed like that for 7 years. After it, he removed it and he was the seer. He was the Chose Milublin. By not looking, you can see. If you look in, you cannot see nothing. You just mebulbal. You just have millions of confusions. Bilbulim. You see men, you see women, you see cars, you see vehicles, you see trains, you see weather, you see hot, you see cold, you see brown, you see blue, you see pink, you see shtuyot. You not see Hashem. To see Hashem, close your eyes, this is it, you're with Him. Just close your eyes, 1 second, you're with Hashem. There is nothing to look for. Here is Hashem, you can see Hashem. If you're gonna concentrate, every simple person that's gonna close his eyes for 1 hour, 2 hours, you're gonna see visions. Immediately you're gonna see things. You don't need to be spiritual for that. Every person that is closing your eyes a little bit in the beginning, you have fear. You have fear to close your eyes. You're afraid. What's going to happen? Close your eyes. Sit in one place. Close your eyes. Be with Hashem. In the beginning, you're going to see your thoughts. You're going to see confusions. Bilbulim. What's going to happen? What's going to be? What are you doing? What people are thinking about you now that they're looking at you and they see you? And all of the shtuyot. Let it flow. Let it go out. Let it remove. Let it go out. It's shtuyot. It's filth. Let it go out. It's spiritual filth that you have. Let it go out. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. After it, you're going to have a clear screen. You can see Hashem. You can see Hashem. It's infinity. You're closing your eyes. This is it. It's endless. It's the world to come. What you need to look up to in Avodat Hashem? Except of being with Hashem. To be with Hashem, you need to close your eyes. You have a lacking, talk about it with Hashem. You have something you want to share, talk about it with Hashem. But when you're closing your eyes, this is it, you're with Hashem. This is the wisdom. This is the wisdom of being close to Hashem Yitbarach. It's just to cancel all of the things that are stopping you from being with Hashem. First of all, it's the Yetzirah that we have in our eyes. This is it. Makes you crazy. Makes you crazy. Close your eyes. 1 hour a day minimum. Close your eyes. Talk to Bura Olam. Talk to Bura Olam. Cancel yourself in the being of Bura Olam. Enod Milvado. Just admit, Bura Olam, you are the only one that exists. This is it. Let me remember that. Let me walk with you. Let me remember you. That I will never gonna forget you, Bara Olam. This is it. This is it. You just attach your heart to the Bara Olam. You attach your heart, you attach your thoughts, you attach your all of your being to Bara Olam. And then you're gonna have the power to go down into the fields to honor Hashem Yitbarach. And to be with your kids and to play with them and to go to the Beit Midrash, and you're gonna develop the ability. You're getting into the Beit Midrash and you see so many people, oh, those are learning, so maybe I'm gonna be a Talmid Chacham like them. And those, no, they're in the English program of Rav Dror, maybe I'm gonna go over there, you're doing tshuva. Oh, but Rav Natan Maimon, he's given a shiur, Gevaldik shiur in Likutei Halachot. Maybe he accepted his wisdom from Michael Dorfman, maybe I'm gonna be his student. Go to the side. Do it bodedut, bro'olam. What do you want me to do? So many options. So many things. I cannot decide. Help me. You're going to find yourself. If first of all you're going to talk to bro'olam on every difficulty that you have, you're going to find yourself. And if you're not, you're going to be confused. You can be for 20 years in the shiur of Rav Michael Dorfman himself and not to do tshuva. You can be 20 years in shiur of Rav Shalom, of Rav Berland, and you're not going to do tshuva. You can sit on the table of Rav Nachman Breslev and not to do tshuva. There is no doubt about it. Am Israel, when they had Moshe Rabbeinu, they were sitting in the golden calf. They received the Torah a few days ago. Just heard the ten commandments. And they're sitting. Just were ready to receive the Torah. They heard it now that everything going to happen to them. They knew they were capable of everything. They saw the miracles, Yam Suf, everything. They have lusts. They have desires. They don't want to do tshuva. If really you want to do tshuva, what it means to do tshuva? To do tshuva, it's mitzvah pshuta from the Rambam is explaining. To talk, to bore olam, to confess. There is no tshuva without a conversation with bore olam. There is no tshuva. Tshuva, it's not uniform that you dress yourself with uniform. It's not a disguise that, no, I'm not a sinner anymore, I'm not a chiloni. It calls to be religious. You want to be dati? You don't want to be dati. To be dati, it's not a... Rav Shalom said, it's better to be dati, it's a profession. It's better to be a dati than a carpenter. Said, it's better to be a dati than to be a carpenter. It's good. It's a profession. To be dati, I am dati. Who are you? I am dati. It's good. It's a profession. But to be a Baal Tshuva, it means to attach yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. It's something that depends in your decision, in your will, in your effort. That you're canceling all of the rumors, all of the options, all of the shtuyot. And you're attaching yourself to that strong will of doing tshuva. To accept the rebukes. To listen to the voice of Hashem. Salvations. Salvation is to be too close to Hashem. To have food is a salvation. If you know that you got the food from Hashem Yitbarach, it's a salvation. If now you just reach and you have food in the refrigerator, it's not a bracha at all. It's going to damage you, the fact that you have a bracha. It's written that if a person has got books in his library, in his closet, and he doesn't read those books, chas shalom, they're cursing that person. Why you had me in your house and you weren't reading for me? It can become to be a cursing. But if really you want to learn from all of the books and you just don't find the time, so no one's going to curse you. If really you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, but you cannot eat, you don't have the time to eat. People that are serving Hashem Yitbarach, they don't have time for all of the lusts and desires. They're not working on breaking all of their desires. They just don't have time anymore. You don't have time. When are you going to have time? If every day to eat steaks, every day to sleep 8 hours, where you can find the time for all of those things? You cannot have the time. You don't have the time. You have seder, you have people, you need to make a few phone calls, you need to run, you have another chavruta at night, you need to go, you have to do it bodedut, what are you going to do with your tshuva? And you're running to serve Hashem Yitbarach, and what's going to be? Going to be, and you don't have time to sin. And you become to be a righteous man, because you don't have a time to sin. But if you're lazy and you have all of the options open for you, in front of you, and you just need to pick and to choose, so of course you're never going to be satisfied. And you're never going to be a tzaddik also. You're never going to break your ta'avot. To break your ta'avot, it means to have only one ta'ava. Ta'ava l'Hashem. That you have one desire, to be with Hashem. When Yonatan said to David HaMelech, Niflate Ali Avatcha Me'avat Nashim, I love you more than I love women, he meant that only by the love that you can have to the tzaddik, only by the love to David HaMelech, to the tzaddik, you can break Ta'avat Nashim. Who can break Ta'avat Nashim? Who can break Ta'avat Nashim? If you don't like something more than you like women, how are you going to like something? How are you going to break that? A person has to satisfy himself. A person is living from satisfactions. If you don't have pleasure, you cannot live. Person have to enjoy from something.
It's a bit more. It says that in everything in this world, will be deprived.
There is pleasure.
The problem is indeed equal to something else.
So we need to look how to enjoy, to satisfy ourselves from things that are in Kedusha. But there is things that it become to be, even people are making. I heard about a horrible book that been wrote, probably a lot of books like those, that are explaining that lusts are kosher, that it's kosher, that it's allowed to let people to live with lusts, with desires. It's not allowed to have a lust, to have a desire. It's not allowed. You cannot find no explanation for that. The Shulchan Aruch is very clear, and Rav Shalom, when he's talking about Kedusha, he's saying, Rabbi Yosef Karo, Imchali, that he's gonna forgive me on what that I have to say. He's got things to say on the Shulchan Aruch that permit too much, that allow too much, and the Shulchan Aruch is not allowing nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No satisfaction in the Shulchan Aruch. If you enjoy yourself from other lusts, from other satisfactions, you took that from your attachment to Hashem Yitbarach. You have 100%. This is who that you are of being. If you're 100% are occupied with things, so you don't have 100% to Hashem. But if you're taking yourself from lust for women, and you're taking yourself from desire for honor and for money, and you're taking yourself from all of the shtuyot and kfirot, and you attach your 100% to Hashem Yitbarach, your being become to be 100% canceled to Hashem Yitbarach. You become to be Hashem Yitbarach himself. You become to be Ish Elohim, a man that he is a God, that he's part of God. Ish Elohim. And it's only by cutting another piece today, separating yourself also today. Every day you have a piece that you need to cut yourself from this world. And to attach yourself to Bura Olam with that piece. Every bodedut you're doing that. You're cutting yourself from that lust by doing tshuva and saying, Bura Olam, I'm sorry. I felt into that filth. And now Bura Olam, I don't want it anymore. Please take me away from that. Let me remember you. Let me love you. This is it. Tefillah, it means bonding yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. Naftali, it's the letters of Tefillin. It's that we're tying them on our hands, on to ourselves. Naftulim, it means to bond yourself, to tie yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. The word Tefillah, it's to tie yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. When you're talking, when you're davening to Bore Olam, you're tying yourself to Bore Olam. And if you are addicted to any kind of tava, it can be honor, it can be money, it can be success, it can be women, it can be smoking, it can be eating, it can be drinking, it can be sleeping, it doesn't matter what, you're addicted. So instead of falling to that place, when you see that the Yetzara is trying to fight with you, you should take yourself to the side and to attach yourself to Hashem. Every sin is attaching you to the Sitra Achra. Every mitzvah is attaching you to Hashem Yitbarach. And the mitzvah that is attaching you the most to Hashem Yitbarach, it's Tefillah. So you see that you have a Yetzara to smoke a cigarette. So instead of wasting 5 minutes, expensive, precious minutes of your life on smoking, go and talk about it to Bore Olam. Bore Olam, please, let me get rid of that horrible habit. Help me to be healthy. Help me to breathe your air. To remember that you are here. That I'm going to receive my chiyut from the Torah Akdosha, from the Tefillah. And I won't look for my chiyut in a cigarette from smoking. Please, Bore Olam, this is it. You have desire for food. You find yourself crazy. Great. Say to yourself, I'm going to eat that meal. But first of all, I'm going to daven. 5 minutes I'm dedicating. Bore Olam, please, let me be concentrate. That you are the one that is feeding me. That help me to eat like a human being and not like a predator, not like an animal. Let me be relaxed. Let me breathe. Let me think about you, that I won't forget you because of food. And now you're capable of eating. Now you're capable of learning Torah. Bo'olam, before I'm learning Torah, that I won't forget you, that I'm going to remember that I'm learning only because you told, that you commanded me to learn, that I won't try to steal honor for myself, for my success, from the limud, because you are chonen la'adam dat. You are the one that is giving the wisdom to the person. So then you're creating the vessel to make that mitzvah, that it won't damage you. Like the bracha that we're saying on the food before we're eating. Like the bracha that we're saying on the sleep before we're sleeping, kriyat shema she'al hamita. Like the bracha that you're saying on everything that you're doing. And you know, like before that you're wearing tzitzit, you're saying bracha. What are you saying? You're admitting, Baruch Ata Hashem, you are Hashem, that you are Borei Ha'olam, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. You're bringing back the honor to the King of Honor. And now, you can do whatever. Now it won't damage you. Because if you're going to imagine that you are wrapping yourself with the talit, and that you are putting that feeling on yourself, you're going to be only damaged by that mitzvah. It won't going to get you closer to Hashem. This Rabbanan, they saw. Rabbanan, they saw that people are not capable of serving Hashem Yitbarach without preparing themselves to that. Without davening first. This is why you're not... You worked, you sweat, you bought that with the money after you gave Maaser, and you're not allowed to eat it. Until you're going to say bracha. Why? Because it's going to damage you. If you're going to eat that apple, you become to be a thief. Gazlan. Which gazlan? Gazel from who? I bought it with my effort, with my sweat. You become to be a thief that you're stealing from Hashem. Why am I stealing from Hashem? Because you not recognize that it belongs to Hashem. When you're going to recognize that it belongs to Hashem, and you're just a guest that is eating on the table of Hashem, like we're saying, that it's the table of Hashem, now you can eat. Now you're not a thief. When you understand that Bo'olam, he is the one that is giving. And it's a wisdom, it's a klal for all of the Torah and mitzvot. Not to forget Hashem Yitbarach. Not when you're going to talk to your wife. Bo'olam, you're giving the peace. You're the king of the peace. Melech Shalom Shelo. You're going to bring the peace. Don't think that if you're going to buy a ring, immediately you're going to have shalom bayit. Don't think that if you're going to dedicate 1 hour to talk to your wife with your wisdoms, you're going to have shalom bayit. She can hate you more than she hated you after 1 hour of conversation. You can say the worst things in the world in that hour if you don't have siyata dishmaya. Someone yesterday talked to me and he told me that he was talking to his wife and he told her this and that, and Baruch Hashem, he listened to my advice, to those advice of Rav Shalom, and it worked. I told him, you had a siyata dishmaya. You had a siyata dishmaya. You're right. You made it. You done everything good. But remember that it was a siyata dishmaya. Hashem helped you to keep those rules. Hashem helped you. You can learn those rules and not to have the siyata dishmaya to use them. You can do the most horrible shtuyot in your house when you're trying to honor your wife. Bo'olam can take the wheel from your hands. The Egyptians, they were running after Am Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took the wheel from their hands. The horses were riding without them, running into the sea. Bo'olam took the wheel from their hands. So it's the same. You can decide that now you're going to honor your wife, and Bo'olam, I'm going to put the stupidest words in your mouth, that you're going to ruin your shalom bayit in a way that only Hashem can help you to go out from that situation. And you plan to sit and to honor her and to dedicate from your time, and you canceled chavruta, and now you go and you ruin everything. Why? Because Hashem is not there. Because you're arrogant to think that you are capable of honoring your wife. You're not. We're not. We're not exist at all. So how are you going to honor your wife if you not exist? Just let Hashem Yitbarach talk from your mouth. You need to make yourself capable for that. You have to cancel yourself for that. Cancel yourself, it means to want what that Hashem wants. And if Hashem wants you to spend all of Shabbos in the house And if Hashem wants you to spend all of the time playing with your kids, and if Hashem wants you not to be married, and if Hashem wants you to be poor, and if Hashem wants you to be under fire of rebukes and insultings day and night for months. If this is what Hashem wants for you, so where are you running? It's Hashem. This is what that Hashem wants for you. And we need to work on that midah, to accept everything with love, to love it, to like it, to know, Bore Olam, you're fixing me. I don't know the damage that I caused. I don't know what that I've done. I don't know what I need to fix. And for sure, everything that you're giving me, all of the difficulties, it's after a huge discount. It's after a huge, huge, huge discount. And it's written that Rabbeinu suffered from our share. He took from our share to him, and he suffered that, and he left to each and every one enough suffering that he can handle with. And the rest he took on himself, Rabbeinu, Rab Nachman. He told that. He said that. So now you should believe the suffering that I have, it's Bore Olam, it's mamash, the exact amount that I'm capable of dealing with. Means that I can hold on with happiness, with simcha. That I shouldn't fall into sadness, into frustration. Based on what I'm going to be said? That you're healing me. That you're helping me. That you put me now in a surgery to extend my life, to give me a long life. Now I'm going to fight with you because you're healing me. We only can do that with the Itbodedut. Only in a daily conversation with Bore Olam. Let me believe in you. That I won't forget you, never. That I'm always going to remember that it's you. That I'm always going to remember that you, the one that is doing it, you are good. And you're doing it out of your kindness. Out of your loving kindness. Because that you love me so much. Because that you want to bring me to the Tachlit. Because that you want to save me. Thank you very much. Chazak u baruch.